anywhere else. And all those poor people were arrested and tortured and killed. And this Inquisition grew in its cruelty. It grew in the numbers of Jews that were involved. And it became itself counterproductive, because it became so cruel that many Jews who might have considered converting did not do so, because the Jew who converted and was suspected of being Jewish was far worse off than the Jew who never converted. And therefore, the Inquisition itself kept people away. The Inquisition was headed by a man called Torquemada, and Torquemada had almost a mystical hold over the royal household of Spain. Because at this time, in the late 1400s, there arose the team of Ferdinand and Isabella, both of whom were fervent, fanatical Catholics, and Torquemada was their personal confessor, and he was a person of not only of no mercy, he was convinced that only by the conversion of the Jewish people in Spain would he and Ferdinand and Isabella fulfill the task that God had set before them. The trials of the Inquisition were called acts of faith, and the acts of faith were just unspeakable in the cruelty that were involved. And the Jews were punished terribly. The Inquisition also raised the old specter of the blood libel, of the murder of Christian children by Jews. Most of the time, the child never existed, or the child never was murdered, but that made no difference. Thousands of Jews died for non-existent crimes in children. And in medieval Europe, children disappeared every day. I mean, in the modern world it happens. Children left home, children ran away. Any problem that had to do with children that were lost, unknown, missing, was laid at the doorstep of the Jew. And the Jew needed somehow the blood of Christian children, whether it be for matzahs, whether it be for wine, whether it be for any ritual purpose. And that is how the blood libel became part of European tradition, as it is till today. The blood libel as late as 1919 in Messina, New York, there still was a blood libel. And that is something that has haunted the Jewish people throughout the ages. It was the last act of the Inquisition. And when they were tired of catching Jews who had become Christians and were reverting to Jews, so then they went after Jews and accused them of the blood libel. The government of Castile, which was Ferdinand and Isabella, in a very paradoxical fashion, had Jews highly placed in the government. There were three main Jews in the Spanish government. One was Don